Each one of us has been given a very important responsibility to upkeep. It's a responsibility that by us being here today, we show that we're taking part in. Turn with me first to Matthew 5, starting in verse 14. Matthew 5 and verse 14. And Christ said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Because of what we are doing, standing out from the world today, keeping these holy days, we are lights to the world. You know, we have separated ourselves from work, from all of our normal cares, for this very specific purpose today. Citing Deuteronomy 16:16, speaking of this day, "Three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in a place which He chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed." To not appear before the Lord empty-handed takes planning. It takes forethought. It takes an effort on our part. Citing again Luke 14, verse 28, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not set first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?" You know, this understanding that we are to appear before God can only be grasped if we have God's Spirit dwelling within us. But there's one thing that we must, if we have God's Spirit, there's one thing we must realize, is that God's Spirit, having this great blessing, carries a cost with it. You know, we must be willing to forsake everything to follow Him in order to build up a more perfect spirit within each one of ourselves. But this building up, this strengthening of our spirit, takes work. It takes a certain amount of cost, whether it's what we've forsaken in the world, friends, family, anything that we have given up in order to follow after God's Spirit, takes a cost. You know, what we do for the world, or in the world, people just don't understand. We talked to somebody today while we were getting coffee, and they asked, you know, what we're here in the hotel doing, and I said, well, you know, it's part of the Passover season, and blank stares, and we just kept explaining. There was absolutely no, I mean, some Christians sometimes have heard about some of these old Jewish holy days, but it was amazing that there was absolutely no recognition of what this day means. That right there, the understanding that we have, is a blessing. You know, we are simply required to shine, to show God's Spirit working within us. You know, it's God who focuses and directs the light within us, maybe leading others towards Him. It's our purpose just to shine, to be those good examples. James 1 and verse 17. James 1, starting in verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." We are to shine because the Father of lights, God the Father, should shine within us. Because He is light. He is perfection. We are to shine and be examples of that perfection. You know, there isn't even a shadow in God's presence, that we exist in a world of utter darkness, which just shows how much Satan has overwhelmingly influence this world. But we must be, as John the Baptist, it was said of him by Christ, be a burning and a shining lamp to this world. You know, it's no surprise when God poured his Spirit out upon humanity that his Spirit appeared as tongues of fire. You know, while we don't have those physical manifestations of his Holy Spirit flickering on our heads, we do have that same Spirit within us, that same light that we are to shine forth and show this world. And it's important, as we go through this week, that we don't let the world around us, those satanic, those dark influences, blot that light out. Luke 11:35. As a warning to all of us. Luke 11:35, therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of the lamp gives you light. You know, how brightly that light shines within each of us, and how much of that darkness that we can illuminate around us rests on each and every one of our shoulders. It's something we can focus on. We can focus on being those lights this week as we remove ourselves from the sins that can easily ensnare us, can easily overtake us. Brethren, as I said, it takes effort. It takes a cost. But the reward of brightly shining today, being that example of God's Spirit within us, means we will be part of an eternity without darkness of any kind, without shadows, without doubt. You know, the Sabbath, the holy days, and even tithing that we take part in year after year after year as we grow old in the faith can cost us our jobs. It can keep us from participating in activities that might be fun, might be simply just passing, and can even be a financial burden. Even bringing forth something, even offerings, even tithes, can be a financial burden. But these are the costs of bearing God's light to a world that doesn't know him, that refuses to know him. But brethren, that's why we are different. We know God, and we know the blessings that he is giving to us because we do exactly what we have been doing and we are doing today. Brethren, as we do throughout the year, we will be taking an offering up now, and we will have some music while we take part in this, and then the rest of the service.